I'm stuck in the chicken coop. Oh, man.
Entertaining, are you?
This is fantastic.
Uh-huh. There's a latch there so that it doesn't lock on me.
Hey, this is Jared.
Hey, friends. This is Annette, and this is our Azure Farm podcast, where we're going to talk about all things farm, family, home, and all things in between. We hope you enjoy it. Hello, everybody. And hello, Jared.
Here we go.
How you doing?
I'm good today.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. You know why?
Why?
Because it's September.
Oh, no.
My favorite. Well, my birthday's coming up, actually.
Makes summer your favorite.
No. No. My birthday's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the cool weather is coming. That makes me happy. Because, I don't know, it's just a good month. Like, the leaves start to change. It gets nicer weather outside. All the things. Anyways. Guess. Oh, I have a question, actually, for you.
Okay, here we go.
Off the top of your head.
Miss Fall Lover.
What's the weirdest thing that you recall that you've ever found in your pocket? Can you think of something on the fly? Putting you on the spot.
I mean, probably like a bug.
Oh, my word.
What did you want me to say? A wad of hundreds?
Well, that'd be nice.
That would be nice, but no.
Well, I had my overalls on yesterday, actually.
Okay.
And it's the one pair I have that's like the real like work kind, like not cute, you know? And so there's like all these pockets and things. And so I had lip gloss in my overalls, you know?
Oh, boy.
And I had my keys and, I don't know, random things. Well, I went to the store. I came back. I did a couple things. And then I was like, oh, I feel like I should put some lip gloss on, you know? You ever get that feeling? Like you want to put lip gloss on?
That's a negative. I do not get that feeling. So sorry.
But anyways, I was feeling the lip gloss. So I'm like, all right. So I reached in my pocket. I grabbed my lip gloss. I literally go to twist off the cap and put it on my lips. And guess what it was?
Toothpaste? I don't know. Where is this story going?
I'm just telling you a fun thing that happened to me.
No, I know, but if it's not lip gloss, you thought it was lip gloss. Yeah. What looks like lip gloss? I don't know.
A jalapeno.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Let's rewind. You were talking about lip gloss.
Yes.
Which means you held something in your hand.
Exactly.
That you thought was lip gloss.
Well, when I reached in my multiple pockets, it was about the same width and size and firmness.
Did you pull the cap off and
no,
put some jalapeno seeds on your lips?
Ooh, that might have been extra plumping, though. You know how people do, like, the plumping lip gloss? If I would have rubbed a jalapeno on my lips, you better believe it would have looked plumping.
Oh, my.
Well, I had forgotten that I had, you know, gone by the garden. And I do this, like, drive-by thing when I go to the garden where I'm, like, a little bit spastic. Where it's like, ooh, jalapeno, ooh, seed, ooh. You know, like, I'm not going to the garden, but I walk by it and it just, you know, I have to, if I see something, I have to grab it. So there was this jalapeno that was about 5 inches long, and it was a thin, long one.
5 inches long. Like, what kind of chapstick do you
Maybe
use?
Maybe three. Okay, sorry. I'm trying to measure it with my hands right now.
Toothpaste container of chapstick.
No, okay. Maybe 3 inches and about a half inch wide. Anyways, I grabbed the jalapeno and took it out thinking it was lip gloss. Don't judge me. That was my fun story, and definitely more exciting than you saying you had a bug.
Well, at least I feel a little more intelligent than your lip gloss confused for a jalapeno story.
Okay, don't hate. Anyways, the garden is, the summer garden has died. It has died. And the fall garden is starting to thrive a little, maybe as it gets cooler, you know? We have that like sweet spot where you got to plant stuff and get things like going right before it's too cold, but not when it's too hot so they can grow. So
all right.
That's
so, yeah,
where we're at.
Here's something that I've really found fascinating.
Mm.
It kind of relates with the end of summer, beginning of fall.
Okay.
It's amazing to me how much greenery and, I don't know, evidence of a summer garden there is at the end of summer, meaning it's like all these tomato vines. They're like, man, that's a shame. You just come and go with all this time you spent growing. I was actually thinking about, I helped your dad trim his fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
And this last, it was pretty much January, I think we were around. We just decided, let's just butcher this thing. Like, take it back almost to the nubs. And it has never had more figs.
So many.
So many. So unbelievable. Fascinating to see if you've ever seen figs ripen and you don't. I think the Bible says, he who tends to the fig tree eats of it. I remember reading that one time. I'm like, what does that even mean? I'm totally convinced on what that means. I literally think it means if you are not tending to your fig tree, the hornets and the wasps will tend to it for themselves,
yeah,
and the birds.
True.
And this fruit is so ripe. And the other day, just swarming bees around a few of these things. But the lesson that I feel like I am learning in the garden is where you put energy sometimes is very contrary to what you would normally think. So it's like, you know, I believe nature is literally one of the great lesson books of life. And one of those lessons is there are things you do in life that do not make sense. Like, I think is the example of the fig tree. Why would you cut a fig tree back to almost nothing?
Or like any tree.
Yeah, or any tree. Like, what? You're going to trim the trees? Or something I have been pretty ignorant on. I didn't know you trim your blueberry bushes down way back. For the last 2 or 3 years since we planted them, we've just let them grow.
I think you got to wait a few years, though, so they're established, right?
Yeah, but now this idea of, you know, I've trimmed our fruit trees every year, but seeing how drastic we did this fig tree, it shows me there's things in life we do. So I'm going to give you an example. I think this is one of the hardest for me, like taking time, stop what you're doing to go do physical exercise. I'm not talking in the garden or on the things, but if you really make the time, like, I'm going to go for a run. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to go do this. I don't know about anybody else, but for me, it feels like, man, there's a lot of things on the top of my list. Is this really important? Or I got so much to do. Why would I go to sleep and sleep longer? Or why would I, you know, you think of all these things of, why would I take a vacation? Why would I take a day off every week? Why would I, you think of all these things that are so contrary to getting stuff done, yet so many more studies and things are starting to show with, well, if you do things contrary to what's easy, you find benefit from them.
Would you say that something like more beautiful and better then comes as a result?
Yeah, it's like you're sowing seeds in a direction that no one would say, that doesn't make any sense. You're wasting your time. Why are you even doing that? And then there's like this huge unexpected surprise, like life is better now. Huge blessings here. Anyway, I don't have this fully figured out, but it's definitely something I am chewing on.
So it's almost like you have to go through a contrary to the popular.
Yeah.
Something.
Like, that's my mantra in life.
Thing, right? To then be better or to then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan of
experience.
Zig when others zag. Do the contrary thing. Sometimes you just need to do the contrary thing because.
You're the out of the box type.
Yeah, I have a hard time understanding what is a box? Which I think it's good. You need to understand the box before you think out of the box. I have this big poster on my wall that says, be a voice, not an echo. And I think it's really along those lines of, what are you doing that's contrary to others? Because I think too many times we think, well, I'm going to do what others do. Because it worked for them, it should work for me. And I'm not convinced that's the case. The majority of Americans, we have diseases. The majority of us, X, Y, E, it's like contrary. Oh, I got one. I bet this is a big one for people in their 30s and 40s. Look at that big fancy and fill in the blank, house, car, ring, etc. And it's like we live in this culture that just celebrates materialism.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't know, oh, well, they're in debt. They're broke. And then the people that are like, how about we pay for things with cash? How about we don't get in more debt? How about we save up until we can actually afford that? Like all these things that are so contrary. And on the outside, people are like, well, that doesn't make any sense. But boy, what's happening behind the scenes? There's a lot more peace of mind than people who have a lot of bling. So anyway, just something I'm chewing on.
Hmm. Okay. I like that. I appreciate your deep thoughts on life today. No, I do.
He reminds me of that. Was it that SNL sketch? Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy.
Well, Deep Thoughts with Jared today.
With Jared. Thank you.
Deep Thoughts with Jared on life. That's how I can't even talk. That's how I should introduce every time you do your part of the podcast.
Oh, you're right. You should. Thank you.
And now for Deep Thoughts with Jared.
Oh, man. That sounds amazing.
I'm going to start talking like that. That's really fun. Hold on. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our podcast today. Please join us next week for more Deep Thoughts with Jared and fun stories from Annette. Thank you. I can't even do it with a straight face.
Wow, that is impressive. Please do that.
All right, well, we'll be back next week with more of that.